Pay attention, 007. First, your new car.
You'll be using this Aston Martin DB5. Windscreen bulletproof. Smoke screen. Left and right front wing machine guns.
Oh, very good.
Mike Gimson, we're here at the Aston Martin dealership and we're surrounded by Aston Martins. This is very exciting. You basically live inside a James Bond film. What do you love about what you do? And tell us about these great cars.
Well, the experience itself is very unique. You know, it's a very, very exclusive brand. The ability to talk to our customers who are in the fortunate position to be able to afford these, it's great to see their faces, take them through the models and obviously experience the cars for themselves and just to see that enthusiasm when they drive the car.
Tell us how you ended up working with Aston Martins. Was it because you're from Edinburgh? Is it because you're a Scot? Is it your love of James Bond, your love of Sean Connery?
I think in fairness, when you're into cars as a youngster, there's always the poster on the wall. And for myself, it was a brand that the opportunities to work with Aston Martin don't come up very, very often. And it was certainly one of those things that when it did come, albeit I was happy to move to Northern Ireland to do it. But it's one of those brands that when the opportunity comes to work for them, you just don't say no.
So we're here at the Charles Hurst Group, surrounded by beautiful Aston Martins. I'm just going to go over to it here. This car was used in a James Bond film, wasn't it? This Aston Martin.
Yeah, so in the last film, The Spectre, we created a unique car for that film, which was called the DB10. And although we never put the DB10 into production, the new model Vantage was very much based on that car, so yes.
And there's four Aston Martins in this new film, No Time to Die. You haven't seen it yet, are you excited?
Yeah, can't wait. Obviously, I think we've been kept in anticipation for this one a little bit longer than what we'd anticipated. I think we're about 18 months now behind
this. Yep, lots of delays. Are you sure you want me to drive this Aston Martin? Do you trust me?
Henry, I'm very looking forward to seeing what you actually think of the car, having gotten the chance to drive behind the wheel.
Sarah Armstrong, you've driven lots of different Aston Martins. And we forget, it's not just James Bond who drive them. And we've got to remember that Moneypenny might drive one as well. What's it like driving an Aston Martin?
They're absolutely beautiful to drive. I've had the luxury of going over for some driving courses with professional drivers and the manufacturer. But I have to say that my favourite out of all of them is the new SUV, DBX. It's just sort of the perfect combination of a luxury SUV, but also with a performance sports car aspect to it as well.
So we're now inside the Aston Martin. Describe it.
As far as the car goes, it's quite unique nowadays because the car is still hand-built at the factory in Gaydon. So, you know, we use the highest quality leathers. Everything is just the way you would expect it to be. But obviously the highest grades leathers, the best quality workmanship and craftsmanship that we can actually come with.
Oh, listen to that engine. And there was some lovely disco music there as well. So it must be tempting to you know, rev up the engine and also rev up the music.
Yeah, no, as far as the music goes, I think each to their own, but for myself, when you jump into this car with the V8, it's the sort of car that I would drive with the music off. You just enjoy that sort of...
You love that power.
You do. It's a very unique sounding engine, a V8, and it's the sort of thing I think should be enjoyed.
And the fact that in real life, Pierce Brosnan drives one of these, also Daniel Craig chooses to drive one of these too, so they're James Bond on and off set.
I think you could very much be fall into the role of the character, and I think having had the chance to experience the vehicles on set, I think both obviously appreciated what the car had to offer and decided they wanted to own one personally.
You have a license to kill, not to break the traffic laws.
I wouldn't think of it.
So we're here at the traffic lights. How do the other road users treat an Aston Martin, a James Bond car?
It was funny you say that. I mean, it's actually quite interesting. In my personal experience, I find that the people are very, very kind towards you as a driver. I think people are always, they're very much eager to see what you're driving, who's driving. So people tend to let you out and be very complimentary as far as their road manners would go. Whereas having driven other brands, that maybe would be a bit more flamboyant and a bit more out there, people maybe wouldn't be of quite as courteous a nature.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, no, it definitely is.
So if you were in a different sports car, they might cut you off, but unless they give you the time of day in an Aston Martin.
That's my experience, yes.
So we're up here, looking over Belfast, up at Black Mountain. Beautiful, stunning views and a lovely drive.
Yeah, we use this circuit specifically because every year they would close the roads here for the Dundrod TT bike race. And because of that, it's some lovely corners, it's some place that we can do, we can get out of Belfast pretty quickly. And of course, it's an area, because it's a circuit, we can take customers round on various different laps, allow them to play about with some of the controls in the car that change how the car behaves and feels, and just allow them to build their confidence with it. So that's very good for that reason.
Okay, so I'm now going to drive this Aston Martin. Tell us about this beautiful James Bond car.
So one of the things with the Aston, obviously, is that the vehicles are all hand-built at the factory in Gaydon. So what you'll find is that it's attention to detail, so the small things. But this particular car is our sports car. So this is the car that we used to race in the WEC Championship. And because of that, it's probably the most fun car we make. So I said, we'll take it for a drive here, see what you think. But I'm sure you get the grips of it really quickly.
All right, okay. So do I have the seat at the right angle?
Well, you tell me, how comfortable is that?
I'm so very comfortable.
Your controls are just at the side there, so okay. Feel free to move it backwards and forwards.
So, that's a bit close.
Magnificent, isn't she? 0 to 60 in 3.2 seconds. Fully bulletproof, a few little tricks up her sleeve. It's a shame, really, she was meant for you, but she's been reassigned to 009.
And if you put your foot on that brake for me, please, in the middle, that's
it. Brake.
And then press the start-stop button.
Oh my goodness me, listen to that purr of that engine, of this James Bond Vantage. Okay, so I need to indicate, because this is a road, we haven't closed off the road, to accelerate. Do I just press the accelerator?
That's it, yes.
Okay,
so
I think I can do that.
We'll need to put it into drive first.
We've got to put it into drive.
That's it.
Okay, there's a little bit of disco music. Oh, I don't mind that. So. Right, so now indicate, better move the mirror just to make sure. Here comes a van, hang on, there's the indicator. I think we're ready to go, so I'll just move off slowly and it just moves forward automatically. And I'm just feeling the power. There is a huge amount of power in this thing. My goodness, I can just about see over the steering wheel. Wouldn't be a problem for James Bond. So how fast can this thing go?
This one can have a top speed of 193 miles per hour.
Here we go. So, I don't want to break the speed limit here.
You're getting on really well. We're still on the road, so it's always a plus point.
Smoother ride than I thought. I thought it was going to be more rough and tumble.
Yeah, no, the cars nowadays are very much usable as everyday cars, so it's funny, they've got such a difference in character where you can drive it in a more sedate mode, but press a couple of buttons on that steering wheel, which we'll do in a second, and all of a sudden the car takes on a completely different life.
So I'm going to ask you to play some James Bond music, or sing or hum some James Bond music for me, so I can pretend I'm in the film. Can you do that?
Well, I think Diamonds Are Forever is probably one of the few ones that I actually know, but I don't know if the radio listeners would want to hear my dulcet tones. So.
We're waiting for it. God, I really do feel like I'm in James Bond. Do you get the girls? Do you get the ladies? Oh, the brake is in the middle, isn't it?
Yes, that's the one.
Down. That was the first time I had to slow down there. Whew, we nearly ended up in a field. I better concentrate now. Because this machine ain't cheap. We want to get it back in one piece. We're coming to a yield sign here, and there's a big lorry, and we want to try and not crash this thing, but at the same time, have a spectacular James Bond chase. Does anyone ever chase you in this thing?
I think just more to get the photographs, I think.
So tell me about the different Aston Martins in No Time to Die. What should we look out for?
Well, we've obviously got the DB5, which I think we're all used to seeing from previous films, and obviously has to be one of the most iconic cars in movie history. We're going to have the DBS Superleggera, which is our flagship Super GT model. And then we're also going to have the V8 Vantage, which is a previous, obviously, generation model, which, again, some of the younger, more new-to-Bond fans maybe wouldn't have seen before. So, yeah, a chance. And, of course, as I say, there might be a few surprises in there for people as well.
Oh, middle of the road there. So why do you think people are so obsessed with James Bond and that relationship with Aston Martin?
the association with Aston Martin has obviously been a very, very strong one. And it's strange how it developed, because it's just at the point now where I think if we saw James Bond driving anything other than an Aston Martin, we would find it odd. But yeah, obviously it works hand in hand. British built sports car, British secret agent. And yeah, it's just something which, you know, we all kind of like his lifestyle, the thought of having such weird and wonderful trips to various parts of the world and getting the girl and all this sort of thing. I suppose it resonates with a lot of us.
But something just happened to me there, and this is terrible to admit. I was overtaken by a Skoda. Is that okay to say?
Everybody's got a Bond villain, so that Skoda can be ours today.
You want to take off like a rocket, don't you?
You do. I mean, as I say, the capability of the car, just it's something you can use every day. But at the same time, yes, when we all get the opportunity to drive in a safe way, we can all experience exactly what the car has to offer, and what it has to offer is pretty phenomenal.
And does this have any machine guns hidden in the lights or anything like that?
Wouldn't pass an MOT, unfortunately, with that sort of equipment. But no, you do get obviously the special edition gadgets that you would expect. But on those models that we have done, and recently the DB5, unfortunately they're not road legal.
So no injector seat?
No injector seat, no, not today.
You can't inject me out of this thing.
only if you pay the price that's on the ticket.
Let's see what this baby can do. Here we go. Oh, listen to that purr.
Woo!
James Bond would never use the hooter, would he? I've brought the Aston Martin, the James Bond car, back in one piece. Are you happy?
I am. I'm shaken but not stirred. So yes, I'm glad to get the car back in one piece, and thank you so much for driving it so carefully.